Publisher's word. Dr. Pedro Migo battling peripheral artery disease with awareness. Mega Doctor News. In the dynamic and challenging field of vascular health and medical innovation, Dr. Pedro Migo stands out as a crucial figure, particularly in battling peripheral arterial disease, PAD, and chronic vascular diseases. During a presentation at the McAllen Chamber and under the umbrella of South Texas CLI and Limb Salvage Club 501c3 organization, an event focused on advancing medical knowledge in this essential field, Dr. Migo, a renowned interventional cardiologist, showcased his deep expertise and fervent advocacy for a transformed approach to PAD. Dr. Migo's presentation highlighted the critical need for early detection, affordable and accessible diagnostic tests and treatments, and the dispelling of misconceptions surrounding PAD. Beyond his clinical work, Dr. Migo is profoundly committed to public education and community outreach. He regularly participates in health fairs and offers free screening events. His case studies, notably those involving patients from the Rio Grande Valley suffering from the Valley Syndrome, revealed the harsh reality of PAD and its severe consequences if ignored. Dr. Migo's approach to combating PAD encompasses both clinical intervention and public health awareness. He advocates for a multidisciplinary treatment strategy, emphasizing the systemic nature of the disease, reflecting his comprehensive perspective on healthcare. This reporter detailed his mission, which included a significant focus on reducing the prevalence of PAD and related amputations, especially in high-risk communities such as the Rio Grande Valley. Emphasizing prevention and advanced treatment methods, Dr. Migo underscores the importance of lifestyle changes, like smoking cessation and increasing physical activities, and effective management of chronic conditions such as diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. For severe cases, particularly those involving critical limb ischemia, he advocates for invasive treatments. He discusses the pivotal role of angiograms and percutaneous revascularization, minimally invasive procedures that have revolutionized the treatment of PAD by improving blood flow and promoting wound healing, thereby averting the grim prospect of amputation. Technology has so improved that most of these procedures are performed at outpatient centers by endovascular specialists. In instances where revascularization is insufficient, Dr. Migo considers traditional bypass surgery, stressing the importance of exhausting all vascularization options before contemplating amputation. His feature story further explores the demographics and risk factors associated with PAD. Dr. Migo notes that while the disease primarily affects those over 65, younger individuals with diabetes or a history of cardiovascular issues are also at risk. The challenge of diagnosing PAD, particularly in asymptomatic patients, necessitates heightened awareness and regular screenings. Highlighting the severe prognosis for PAD patients, especially those with critical limb ischemia, Dr. Migo points out the alarmingly high mortality rate, which surpasses that of several common cancers. This stark reality underscores the need for early detection and intervention. Addressing cultural and socioeconomic factors is another critical aspect of Dr. Migo's approach, especially given the high incidence of PAD in the Hispanic community. He emphasizes the impact of dietary habits and the tendency to delay seeking medical help, which significantly worsens the problem. His commitment extends to community education and advocating for improved healthcare access. Learn more about Dr. Migo's work in the Rio Grande Valley and enjoy.